And it's time for Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Today we're joined by Mary Jane Chapman and Donna Morrill to talk about Summer Kids Cafe. They blew my mind as we were talking ahead of time here. This is the 10th year for Summer Kids Cafe. That just sounds... I know time goes by faster and faster all the time, but boy, it doesn't seem like it's been 10 years. You guys are gonna have a fun 10th year. I know you guys are looking forward to it, right?
We sure are. We're really excited. And we don't believe either that it's been 10 years. But 10 years ago, the school nurse, the school dietitian, and a local therapist got together and said, they're going to be kids hungry. Can we do something about it? And so they put some people together, and we looked at federal and state funds, and there were so many hoops and so much stigma. And so we decided to see if we could do that by just having community support. And we're completely community supported. Completely volunteer run. We have 14 member board that works. We don't just sit around and make decisions. We're really excited about starting year 10.
10 years, and do you remember kind of what the numbers were when you first started and then how it's grown?
Oh my gosh. I wasn't there the first year. So.
They projected that we would have maybe 75 kids, and we had 20. And so we sat down and looked at what the school nurse, the school diet, they knew there were their kids that were hungry. And we wanted there to not be a stigma to coming to Summer Kids, that it wasn't just for poor kids, because there's enough stigma about that. So year two, we added activities.
And that made a difference.
That helped, I'm sure.
The rest is history. You want to say how many we had last year?
I think the max was 218. I think,
218
kids one day. And then what? The lowest was 70. I don't think we
80
ever
80 something on a rainy day.
So we were full. COVID kind of cut us a little bit when we were, but it was still not. I mean, maybe 10 kids less, but and we didn't have the activities.
We had 149. We averaged 149 last year. We served 9,530 some meals.
Wow.
Last year.
Yeah.
During COVID, we did total takeout and just the board prepared the food. Donna, you want to say how food gets prepared now?
Most of it is donated meals. We have a lot of people that just bring the whole meals, like Guaranty State Bank or S&S Drug, or they'll just agree
to... Sponsors, businesses.
Sponsors will bring the whole meal. But if we're doing it ourselves, which... Then we plan the meals. We have a menu that we go off of so that it's a balanced meal, and we serve it and we fix it. Normally we fix, like on Wednesdays, is usually chicken nuggets or something easy for that.
Chicken nuggets, corn dogs, and fish sticks is our Wednesday rotation. And our friends from OCCK come and do Wednesdays for
and
us.
And they're fantastic.
All the food is prepared by volunteers from different organizations. Last year we had 64 days that we served, and 18 of those were donated meals, where like Ringneck Ranch actually brought the entire meal. They brought enough food for like 450 people. But
now you do this Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday.
And when do you start?
May 22nd,
okay.
Except we will not be there on Memorial Day, and we won't be there the 4th of July.
Right.
So otherwise, it's every day.
All summer long until August or end of July, how far you go?
Until the day before school starts.
Wow. August 16th.
So you fill the entire gap.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's the feedback that you receive, especially from those that you impact in such a great way, for kids to be able to go eat, have a meal, and then also with the activities, the socialization of it, I think, is the other part that's great about this.
Yeah, and they've all got their favorite games they like to play, and and we've got a lot of moms with little kids, and they've kind of came and formed their own little group of
Socializing for them too, right?
That really evolved. You know, at first we were like, we aren't feeding adults, we're just feeding kids, and then we realized the importance of having those moms out there and the socialization of that, and so now if you bring a kid, you can come and eat with us.
Well, moms help herd the cats, as we call it, when we're coaching.
They watch all of our other kids.
That actually helps you because
and they are good about helping.
So how many people does it take to pull this all off? I mean, when you guys are serving the meal and hosting us each and every day, I mean, roughly how many people does it take to pull this off every day?
Well, we have one designated person, but we have every day, but we pray for most of the board, board
members. We have one board member in charge, but we really need five of us. And we have we ask for at least four people from each entity that comes and helps us. I thought it might be interesting. I think we're going to do a little survey, but we think that the favorite food is either corn dogs or spaghetti.
Uh-huh.
Chicken
for the
nuggets
kids.
Might be close.
Chicken nuggets are pretty good. Yeah.
Somebody gave us memorial money, and so we were able, we bought a flat top grill. So now we do, like, Lions Club comes and does pancakes, and
That's
we
awesome.
Do quesadillas, and
hamburgers.
Farm Bureau brings hamburgers.
Yeah.
And I mean, so that really changed things for us when
we
got some money.
And we thought spaghetti and meat sauce would be a disaster, but it didn't turn out to be.
Yeah.
I mean, they love it.
Well, it's a disastrous mess.
Yeah, right.
That's
so,
for sure.
So it's your 10th year. It's your 10th year. You got anything special planned for the 10th year? Different activities? What are you guys planning this year for Summer Kids Cafe?
We have a lot more activities this year.
We have a person that's in charge of activities, Katie Cox, and she was telling me, I mean, we've got a lot of days we just had free play because we have a lot of things for that, but we have a lot of activities this year. CARES, the group from Concordia that raises service dogs is coming, and Fish and Game is coming and bringing fish.
We have miniature ponies, I think, coming.
Miniature ponies.
And
nice.
The bike.
Bike-a-thon. Mm-hmm. Like, they come and help repair bikes.
Oh yeah, we should talk about Bike Day. May 25th is Bike Day. That very first year, I was asking one little kid why he thought people weren't coming, and he said, I think it's because their bikes are broke and their mom said there's no money to fix them. So year two, we have a free Bike Day, and John McClure and the Raptors come and repair bikes for free for us. And then we have an entity that sponsors the parts. But we also, like, somebody called me yesterday and said, hey, there's a lady in Jamestown who wants to donate a whole bunch of bikes. So that's just evolved.
That's
so
awesome.
Everybody can come and have their bike fixed. You could come and have your bike
absolutely
fixed if you want to.
Well, I need to ride it more so I actually could break it. That would be something, too. Usually I just air up the tire. That's what's wrong with my bike.
May 25th.
May 25th. And then let people know that aren't familiar with Summer Kids Cafe. How are they show? You know, what? When do they show up? How does it work? Okay.
Good question.
Yeah, we start serving at 12. Activities start at 11:30, depending upon the activity. But normally they start at 11:30, and then we go to start serving at 12, and we try to. We serve outside, which we used to serve inside, but they just come and we serve until we're done or run out of food. And if we run out of food, we're in the kitchen scrambling to find peanut butter and jelly and whatever, because they don't leave hungry.
Yeah. We should say, and we serve, and we people can stay and play until one, but we should say that from the beginning, the Zion Lutheran Church has just embraced us. We were looking for a place that was close and that was central so kids could come. And so their facilities are fabulous. We use their basement kitchen and the park. And, I mean, they've just been incredible. You know, church ladies have allowed us to be in their space all summer long for 10 years now. So that's been a wonderful thing for
and
us.
And if people listening, if anybody wants to get involved to help out, whether they want to donate, whether they want to be there to help serve a meal, how would they do that?
Come and hear the joyful noise.
Yeah, right.
We have a Facebook page, and they could make a notation on the Facebook page, and somebody would get back with them.
Summer Kids Cafe Facebook page?
Yes, Beloit right. Summer Kids Cafe.
Gotcha. Okay, and this will start once again after school ends May 22nd, I think you said, right?
Right.
And it goes all the way up till until the day before school starts all summer long, with the exception of Memorial Day and the 4th of July, so Monday through Friday. So take note of that, everyone that's listening out there, if you would like to be a part of it. It's certainly grown 10 years now that they've been doing this. Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
There are lots of ways you can help, you know, make donation or come and help us, or just come when we have a bake sale. We have a cookie day where people bring cookie dough and all the kids bake, if you don't think that's chaos.
Oh.
Anyway, and then we have a bake sale the next day, so you could help with the bake sale.
Yeah.
You don't want me helping with the making cookies.
Well,
you could come eat them. I would eat the cookie dough.
We're also going to have a big birthday party sometime in June.
Yeah.
So. Well, that'll be awesome. Well, I appreciate everybody that is a part of the Summer Kids Cafe, whether they're helping here and there or helping all the time or donating, whatever the case may be, because as they always say, it takes a village to do so many things in our communities, and it's certainly this is another one of those examples, isn't it?
Yeah. North Central Kansas should be so proud of what they've done with this program, because it's totally yours.
Well, 10 years and wishing many years to come as well. At the same time, it would be great if we didn't, you know, when you think about it, wouldn't it be great that you didn't have to do this at all, though?
Yeah.
because that it wasn't necessary.
Exactly. There wouldn't be a need for it, but there is a need for it, and it's great that you guys provide the all of that, and we thank you for that as well. Mary Jane Chapman, Donna Morrill, Summer Kids Cafe. To learn more, go to their Facebook page. Once again, they'll be serving there at the Zion Lutheran Church May 22nd all the way up till the day before school over in Beloit. And I think the one thing that you guys pointed out.
All kids welcome.
Yeah, all kids. Beloit. Don't have to be from Beloit. I'm glad you said that. All kids welcome. And then the other part of it, there's so many other cool things that come out of it that you probably didn't think about when you started this, including the socialization and the kids meeting kids or kids hanging out and having a good time. And that is wonderful. And then even you talking about, you know, parents being there, moms, suddenly they make and meet new people. And that's what it's all about. Communities coming together. That's why we call this our Community Matters segment. Brought to you, as always, by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.